Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This election campaign is also helping China make its case that the U.S. style of government is nothing to envy. Even with unrest simmering in Hong Kong these days, the U.S. democracy is being portrayed as a barely credible model and nothing to be emulated in partially independent Hong Kong. Tom Mitchell, Beijing bureau chief for the Financial Times. Welcome, Tom.
Thanks, John.
Is that part of the message of what seems to be a crackdown in Hong Kong right now?
On the one hand, the Xinhua News Agency, which is the main conduit for overseas news reports into a very tightly controlled and censored media, if anything, it probably downplays the election news in the U.S. It doesn't really want to hype the election. On the other hand, you will have commentary pages, which there you will get sort of critical voices about what's happening in America and how that reflects poorly on democracy. But, you know, people who write for op-ed pages and Chinese state publications, they're not going to have the freedom to write a story about actually how impressive the democratic process can be, or, wow, that was a really wonderful, informative debate between Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton the other night. So it's a very sort of warped view of the election that you get in China.
Is there any sense that this is a race to the bottom, as some commentators have described it here in the United States?
Well, there certainly is that view in some of the commentary that's published in the state media. And I guess probably a lot of Americans seem to probably share that view. But, you know, this is something, it's a line that the Communist Party and the media controls has always wants to exaggerate, right? Because it doesn't want the Chinese people to want to emulate the democratic process in America.
When we think about the policy implications of a presidency of Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump, the media narrative in China is always about the West's containment of China in the Pacific and elsewhere. Do media outlets have a preference for Clinton or Trump vis-a-vis this idea of who's going to contain China more aggressively?
In China, people have the U.S. and its president looms very large in China, in part because, I mean, the U.S. is, don't forget, it's a country where a lot of Chinese want to go and study, or they want to send their kids to go and study, or they themselves want to emigrate there. So in that respect, America has a very positive image. It's seen as a very attractive country in many respects, especially as people here get fed up with pollution or food safety and worry about, you know, that for their children and seek better lives. On the other hand, as you said, you know, the Chinese are very proud of their country's accomplishments. Most of them approve of President Xi Jinping's very nationalist, assertive foreign policy in the East China Sea and in the South China Sea. And in that context, America is seen as, you know, the world's still preeminent power that is in many ways bent on containing China. So you have this sort of dual view. Hillary Clinton is certainly seen, I think, both in the general public, but also certainly amongst Chinese officials, as someone who traditionally has been very critical and tough on China. Donald Trump is much more of an unknown quantity. On the one hand, he probably scares a lot of Chinese government officials and indeed just members of the Chinese public with his rhetoric on trade and needing to punish China for its alleged manipulation of the renminbi. On the other hand, if he really is serious about his threats to draw down America's military presence in places like South Korea or Japan, that would be a huge gift for Beijing in many regards.
Tom Mitchell is Beijing bureau chief for the Financial Times in Beijing. Thanks so much, Tom.
Thanks. My pleasure.